All right, welcome back to Red, White, and Blues. Today we're doing a show about Chicago blues, and we did Bo Diddley, and we did Mr. Howlin' Wolf, and all these songs that I've played for you so far were written in the 50s and 60s. Well, we're going to do something a little different in the last part of the show here. Of course, we're going to do Mr. Buddy Guy, who, in my opinion, is Mr. Chicago Blues himself. He was around with all these other guys, but he's probably one of the last to remain. So not only am I going to play some Buddy Guy, I'm going to play some Buddy Guy from the 21st century. How about that? If you're going from the 50s to the 2010s, here is Mr. Buddy Guy with Blue No More.
When I reach heaven's gate and they see the joy on my face, they might not know me, 'cause I won't be blue no more. None of my songs will sound the same. 'Cause all of the heartache and all of the pain will be taken from me, and I won't be blue no more. In my soul, it's my whole life, it's everything I know, it's been my home, and I bring it everywhere I go. He'll call my name.
He'll call my name.
Of yon and then, I believe.
I believe, yes.
I won't be.
No, I won't be.
Blue No More, Mr. Buddy Guy. The other voice and guitar you heard on that song right there was Mr. James Bay. Fine duet right there. Buddy Waters, just definition of Chicago blues. He's from Delta, but he's not from the Mississippi Delta. He's on the other side of the river. He's from Lettsworth, Louisiana, born 1936. And as I mentioned earlier, he was around with all those guys in the 50s and 60s, you know, like Muddy Waters and Howlin' Wolf and Bo Diddley and those guys. And he was a session player at Chess. And what's weird about it is he wasn't one of Leonard Chess' favorite guitarists. Buddy tried to, you know, get a solo career going through Chess Records, and Chess Records did not like Buddy's guitar style at all. He described Buddy Guy's playing as just making noise. Well, just making noise has turned out pretty good for Buddy Guy. He's won several Grammys, Kennedy Center honors, Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. It worked out for him. Just go to show you right there. Put your head down. You have setbacks. Keep moving forward. It pays off. Let's get right into some more Buddy Waters right here about the Devil's Daughter.
She got a hook in me, right from the start. She threw a pitchfork right clean through my heart. If I was drowning, she would hand me a glass of water. If I was drowning and going under, she would hand me a glass of water. I'm in trouble now, 'cause I think I'm married the devil's daughter. We'll be right back.
devil's son. You're the devil's son-in-law. Devil's son-in-law. Whoa, 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 whoa.
Buddy Guy, the devil's daughter. If I was drowning, she would give me a glass of water because I'm married to the devil's daughter. That's just cold. That's good, though. You know, Buddy was around in the early days, and he's still around today. That shows you the evolution of Chicago blues. Not only the sound of it, but just the recording techniques and how much better the new recordings sound than the old recordings. Love me some Buddy Guy. And what else we got here from Buddy Guy? All that makes me heavy is the blues.
I've been hurting so bad since she been gone. I try to take comfort in some old sad song, 'cause I feel a little better knowing someone hurts the way I do. Yeah, when I'm this far down, all that makes me happy is the blues. Talk on TV, you're shouting about something, nobody listening, nobody saying nothing. Seems like my old guitar is the only place I find it true. Yeah, this old world is going crazy. All that makes me happy is the blues. That sweet Memphis soul and that good old funky rock and roll. But when I need some healing, there's only one thing I turn to. All that makes me happy is the blues. When everybody's gone, I turn down the lights and put me some B.B. King on. Yeah, just like an old friend, it always pulls me through. Yeah, when I get down this low, all that makes me happy is the blues. Just like an old friend, you can count on to pull you through. When I get down this low, all that makes me happy is the blues. We'll be right back.
Mr. Buddy Guy, all that makes me happy is the blues. I tell you what, he's an American treasure. He's one of the guys, only ones left from the old Chess Records days in the early 50s, still around. There's a couple, but not many. He's still actually touring and playing today. And he's an American treasure, a true entertainer in every sense of the word. If you get a chance to go see Buddy Guy live, I strongly suggest it. You will be entertained, and it's a show you will not remember. But hey, unfortunately, that's all we have for time we have for today's show. But never fear. Next week, we'll be back with another one. Haven't decided on the format of the show yet, but I'm sure it's going to be a good one. As long as you got good blues music, it can't be bad. And I'd also like to say that if you have any requests, comments, complaints, suggestions, drop us a line, WVFFradio.com, and let us know what you think. If you want to be a guest on the show, you feel like you can contribute, let us know. We'll get you on the air. And come out and see us at the station out here on Pumpkin Grove Lane on Highway 61, about 5 miles or so from the Edisto River. And there's a big antenna, and that's us. Come see us. All right, guys, we'll see you next week on Red, White, and Blues on WVFF Radio 97.7 FM.